I made a conscious decision. I want to be called Baby Bird.
It's me, Mario.
Please be advised that a noticeable taste of blood is not part of any test protocol, but is an unintended side effect.
Pills here!
It's time to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of gum.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast. My name is Matt. I am here with Skylar and Andy. What's going on, guys?
Nothing.
Not a lot. Not hot out now.
Working on our Tumblr right now.
Yeah, we're finally going to use our Tumblr. I set it up, but I didn't use it.
Yeah. Well, I have it on my phone. So
yeah.
That'll work.
Andy could be the Tumblr general.
Yeah. I'll do that.
So, Andy, how was your birthday? He just laughs. He's like, oh.
I don't remember a lot of it.
I remember.
It means it was good.
I remember pretty much the whole party.
I can't believe you drank that whole bottle of wine.
Dude, that was like two glasses. There wasn't a lot in it. Yeah, I mean.
I thought it was full.
It wasn't completely full, actually. It was, there was a little out of it, but it was only like two of those green cups.
Huh.
But then I also drank some of the kinky wine.
If you drink wine out of anything other than a wine glass, you're an alcoholic.
I know. He had just plastic cups there, so I'm just like, huh. Drinking this out of a green cup, whatever.
Fill up the Yahtzee shaker.
There was one point at the party where I had a drink in each hand.
Nice.
Do you remember that?
No.
I should stop asking if you remember things about the party.
No,
but I was holding wine in one hand. I was just sitting there in a chair drinking. I was talking to, I think, Emily. And so Brent goes to get Bud Light out of the keg. Yeah, out of the keg for him and Sam. And she's like, no, I don't want one. I'm like, I'll take it. I'm almost done with this. I only had like a drink left in the cup with wine in it, but I look like I had two like full cups there. I'm like, I'm not an alcoholic. Trust me. I'm just sitting here drinking too.
It's like chain smoking, but chain drinking.
Yeah, exactly. What were you going to say? You had something.
I'm trying to remember at the point where things start to get, like, blurry, but I don't remember.
I think it might not have been the alcohol. I think it might have been when I dropped you.
I don't know. I probably shouldn't have took those Jaeger bombs.
I actually did, too, and I was fine. Yeah. But I didn't drink as consistently as you did.
That was the last time I hung out with everyone from Panera. It was bowling. And
oh, yeah,
you kept doing Jaeger bombs with Josh and...
Wade.
Remember who else. Wade?
I don't know.
It wasn't
actually.
Wade. It was Craig. Yeah. And Josh was so drunk. Oh, my God. And Craig was he was amazed at my stomach capacity because I had, like, a quarter of a gallon of lemonade mixed with vodka, and I didn't ask the ratio. Apparently, it was 70-30, 30 being the lemonade.
Oh. Vodka's so bad. When you brought vodka out of the party, I was like, well, no one's going to drink that. I actually suggested it early on.
I remember that.
When we were just sitting around, yeah. I was going, hey, why don't we just all go get some vodka and drink it till we hate ourselves? Because that's what it does.
Well, I don't know. I learned a valuable lesson that you're not supposed to drink something without knowing the ratio.
Yeah. If any kids are listening to this podcast, which I'd be surprised, I think our demographic would be 15 at the youngest. Drink responsibly. I drank responsibly. I was able to drive home. Josh had to eat some bread or something. I don't know. He was sitting around. Do you remember when you gave him a fistful of bread?
No, but I do. When I cleaned up the next morning, Kimmel was like, why is there bread sitting on the table? I'm like, I have no idea.
He was sitting there going, I could really go for some bread. You got up, ran into your house, came out with like 8 slices of bread in one hand and threw them at him. And he's like, I can't eat all these. So he started handing bread around. Everyone around the table had bread.
Matt, you just told all of our 15-year-old-ish viewers to drink responsibly.
Well, when you're of age, of course.
Yeah, when you're of age, you can do stupid things if you want. I guess I was running around slapping people with cake.
You were. Yeah. You chased me, actually, and I was able to get away from you. I was able to get away from you.
I guess I full on slapped Camilla with a handful of cake.
You did. You got a. You got Meryl too.
Did I?
Yeah, in the hair. And so she was leaning over, and Josh had a glass of water at the time because I think this was near the end. So Josh was done drinking, and he poured the water in her hair so she could wash it out.
Oh, I gotta text her and tell her sorry.
I think you and Camilla are probably the only people that don't remember anything.
She.
But you guys didn't have to go anywhere, so you guys could have drank as much as you want. Yeah. Everyone else had to drive home, so we all kept it in moderation, even though I had a whole bottle of wine, another glass, two beers, a keg stand, and two PBRs. No, one and a half PBR. The funny
couldn't
thing
stomach it? Not surprised.
No. I didn't finish the second one because Andy chased me around with the cake, and I didn't spill a drop. And then as I got away from Andy, I sat back down next to Josh and set my can on the ground. Josh got up to walk somewhere and kicked the can over. So all that work to not spill it, he kicked it over. But it was fun. It was a good time.
It was.
I think part of you wanted it to spill, just so you wouldn't have to drink that.
Everyone's like, oh, PBR. I'm like, dude, it tastes like water. I mean, you can't really hate something that tastes like water, can you?
I guess.
No, Josh brought it, and he was giving it away.
Being a bro with PBR.
So I said, all right.
Natty Lights.
And he had me scoop ice into the container, like the cardboard box that was open. He's like, he scoops some ice in there. So I'm like, yeah.
I think there was literally like maybe two cups left in that keg.
Two cups?
Yeah. Like, I could lift it. I could like curl it. It was that empty.
Nearly everybody did a keg stand, too. It was pretty fun. I did the longest one, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, not bragging.
Emily was good at swallowing. Not surprising.
You probably didn't say that loud enough for anyone to pick it up.
Yeah, oh well. Good.
Don't worry, she's not listening to this.
Yeah, because she's a bitch. Hear that, Emily? If you listen to this.
Camilla probably is, though. She'll probably tell her.
Yeah, whatever.
Listen to the podcast. Andy said you're good at swallowing. Anyway, yeah, so that was that's what we did. I guess Skylar didn't. He wasn't there.
I have pictures.
Sorry, Skylar. You have pictures?
Yeah. Maybe I should put them up on the Tumblr.
The fuck did you take these?
I don't Meryl took some.
Oh, shit. Yeah, it was fun. Even though we acted like it was an insane party, it was only insane for Andy and Camilla. Everyone else drank pretty responsibly.
Yeah.
I worked.
You worked?
Yeah, that was it. That was my week.
Andy was wrestling me in the grass.
Yeah, I think
you were laying in the grass, and I walked up. I was like, hey, well, you doing okay? And you're like, and you grabbed my legs and pulled me down.
Fuck, I don't remember that.
And to keep it gaming related, we played Apples to Apples.
Get that tabletop action. Yeah, that counts.
Tabletop gaming. I won illegitimately, and
who doesn't cheat at Apples to Apples?
Blake won legitimately.
Oh, Blake.
I started inheriting cards when people got up. So, like, Tom left in the middle of Apples to Apples. And he had, like, two cards, so I just grabbed him and put him over with mine. So I had seven cards, but only three were legitimate.
That's nice. Awesome.
It was pretty sweet.
Good times. Dude, that Thursday or the next day, I was so fucking haggard and... Like, me and Camilla had a bunch of errands to run.
I think you mean Camilla and I.
Sorry. As I said that, I was like, I hope no one picks that up, because I'm just going to keep rolling with it. But, dude, we were fucking haggard. I didn't get to take a nap. Like, I woke up at, like, 9, 8:30, and then I finally was able to take a nap at, like, 4:30.
Oh, jeez. That sucks. Yeah,
I went to bed at, like, 3.
I didn't have to do anything the next day, but I got up feeling okay. So I could have ran your errands for you.
I worked. I have literally nothing to contribute except for the fact that I got a job and now I'm working at said job.
Skyler's just like, I worked. Yeah, I worked. I worked.
Hey, working's good.
I guess.
Money, money, money.
But I don't have a story.
It's all right.
Make up a story.
When you have all a right. birthday.
Climbed a mountain and punched God in the face.
Yeah, Skyler, when is your birthday?
October 9th.
Oh, my God. Remember, you forgot, probably, but we were talking about, like, we need to do this again sometime. I was like, how about October?
October 4th is Camilla's birthday.
October 4th.
I'll be turning 20, so, I mean.
I wish, so
lemonade for you and Sunny
yes.
D.
I wish I had my own place, because, like, then I could have underage people. I mean.
I mean,
other people that wouldn't get my parents in trouble if they were there.
Get you in trouble.
He could invite underage people over to also enjoy the festivities of having Mountain Dew.
Yeah. I'll have a keg of Mountain Dew there. A root beer keg. I know they make root beer kegs.
Upstream.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, it's
to
awesome.
To get a keg and a root beer keg would be awesome. No, but we were talking about doing it out on my deck. In October. With the torches and the chimney going. So there's fire.
Yeah. Because I need some tiki torches.
I have tiki torches. We have tiki torches out there. You've seen them. I mean, you can bring more if you want. Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about doing it here?
Yeah, we were talking about next time we do it, doing it out on my deck.
What day does October fall on?
October.
Your birthday?
October 9th, yeah.
October 9th.
Well, October, I think it's a Wednesday.
My phone beat you?
It's a Sunday.
Fuck!
I did it on my computer. All I had to do was click.
Failed me, iPhone.
That's a Sunday, and Camilla's birthday's on a Tuesday. I mean, that's Saturday.
We might be going out of town that Saturday.
Son of a bitch. Well, maybe the next Saturday.
Next weekend. All of October.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It would have felt.
We could put on Lederhosen and pretend we're German, even though we're not.
I'm partly German. Only partly.
Shut up.
Only slightly.
You're ruining my joke.
I'm part Native American, too. I could put on a headdress. A Lederhosen and a headdress.
The fashion accessories of the season.
So, yeah, that was our opening segment where we made plans for October. People are probably listening.
Yeah,
like,
I just realized we're still recording.
People are sitting around like, what the?
I don't care about Skyler's October. What?
I mean, the stories were funny, but then you guys just started making plans.
All right. Let's do this.
Let's start with
serious face.
What do we got? We got news. Starting with news. You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm down.
All
right. News.
Assemble, news team.
News team! Assemble!
And now it's time for the Three Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right, first up, Elena Nightingale Dawson. Elena Nightingale Dawson goes into labor during her bar exam, you know, a legal exam to become a lawyer. And stays to finish.
Whoa.
The pregnant 29-year-old went into labor after starting the three-hour exam, but continued knowing the results would not be valid unless the examination was completed.
Ooh, and can you only take the bar once?
Man, even if you could, wouldn't that be in a situation where they'd be like, okay, you can take it again. Going in labor in the middle of the exam.
I'm going to squirt out a smaller version of me on the floor. I'm not going to cheat off of him. Don't worry.
By law, it's all right.
I don't know why, but that'd make a funny-ass clip. It doesn't even make any sense, but Skyler just saying, I'm going to squirt out a smaller version of me.
Did it say what she got for her grade?
She won't know until early October, so, I mean, we could celebrate it in October.
All
right. Yeah, you know, like,
we're
probably...
We're Nightingale!
But, it was her first baby, and she thought she can get through the contractions by doing the deep breathing she learned in birthing classes. And she did. She finished the exam, and they took her to a hospital right away.
Good for her.
How crazy would that be to be, like, next to that person where, like, just goosh, water everywhere, and you just hear... The lady's not even looking up. She's just taking her test, and you just look over. She's are you okay?
Oh, my God. That was, like, the second time I took the ACT because I took it once, and I got a fine score.
During the ACT?
No, I said that was like the time I took the ACT.
Never mind.
I was sitting the second time I took it. I got 2 points less because... The guy behind me had, like, trail mix, and he was eating the entire time, and he was loud. He was like, I'm sitting there like,
I think it's always good to take the ACT more than once.
It's like the, I don't know, my friend made the mistake of letting me borrow his headset while he was playing WoW, and he was on, like, his little TeamSpeak third-person whatever business, and I decided to partake in an apple. And I was on that channel for about 30 seconds before the admin could scroll down and find whoever the hell was making that noise. Because everyone else was like, oh my God, what the hell is that? Oh, this is really good. And then, you know, like, everyone's just yelling, what? Who's making that noise? Oh, it's David. David, stop it. Yeah. I think he got booted from his clan, too. I apologize, but he thought it was hilarious. It worked. It turned out.
You know what I was thinking? All right, because I was Camilla was taking a nap. I forgot what day, but I was like looking for.
You guys are making plans, talking about your naps.
Anywho, we should all partake in an MMO.
Guild Wars.
Yeah, I was gonna say Guild Wars because it's free. Guild Wars 2.
Yeah, that's the one when I was thinking about. When does it come out? Just come out in October because we can celebrate that.
Guild Wars!
Yeah, Guild Wars and Elena Nightingale.
Combo clan.
Why did I name my avatar Fart Monkey? I don't remember this. What's my password again? I'm just going to punch the keyboard. Hey, it worked.
You do forgot password. It's like, don't let him put it in my butt again. You're like. It's tight.
It turned out, I guess.
You don't know what you just said, did you?
The password's like, no, daddy, no.
Andy's just belting out soundboard material.
I'm going to combine those two.
Don't
no,
let
daddy,
it.
No.
Okay. Next story. New Mexico mayor says says the contracts he signed as mayor should be voided because he was drunk.
It's New Mexico. No one cares.
Martin Resendez, the mayor of Sunland Park, New Mexico, maintains that he was drunk when he signed 9 contracts to a California architectural design firm, Synthesis Plus. The company is suing the city for $1 million in unpaid work performed. He said, "The day I signed, I had way too much to drink. It was after 5 p.m. and I signed it, the contracts, and I didn't know what I was signing. My sister had to pick me up." See, at least he didn't drink and drive.
Way to go. Setting a good example.
Synthesis Plus says he signed those at City Hall, and he was stone cold sober.
What were they about? Like, what did they do with this labor?
They never said what they did, like what Synthesis Plus was doing for the city, but they were doing work on the city, apparently.
Okay, because like I could imagine, like, we're gonna tape dildos to all the streetlights. Like, I mean, that's clearly the behavior of a drunk person. But I mean, if it's refurbishing all of the sidewalks. Makes a little bit more sense for a mayor.
I want to replace all the lights with glow-in-the-dark dildos.
I want elephants. I want a big cage of elephants in Town Hall.
I want a big, big billboard at the edge of town that just says F you to the city next to us. All right, next story. Do you guys know the guy who said the rent is too damn high?
No.
Guy running for governor at the time in New York with his white...
Giuliani?
No. He's a black man with white hair. Got the handle... Kind of like a handlebar mustache and a big beard. And he was part of what party? Oh, the Tenants Party. And pretty much during a debate, everything he said was, the rent is too damn high. Well, he's being kicked out of his apartment because the rent is too damn low. See, he's been living in his apartment since the late 1970s when the rent was $275 a month.
Nice.
Currently, he pays $872 a month. And it's a rent-controlled apartment. They want to kick him out so they can sign someone else in there, not rent-controlled. Now, they say he violated his lease because he actually lives in a different apartment. He claims he uses that apartment for his office.
Isn't that against the other's leaseholders thing? Like, you're not allowed to have a business or office as your apartment or condo or whatever?
Apparently for him it's not, because he outright said it. He said the other one he maintains an office and the other one he lives in.
Now, what's rent controlled?
Rent controlled is like,
isn't it month to month? Or,
well, I mean, the rent, you can't put the rent above a certain number or percentage. We don't really have it here because there's, you know, not a lot of people are clamoring to come to Omaha, Nebraska. But in New York, you know, everyone needs somewhere to stay, and there's a lot of apartments. So it gets to a point where it's like they have kind of a monopoly. They can kind of charge whatever the hell they want because people need it so bad. So there's rent control to keep the prices down so it's not insane for other people. Where the rent is like 90% of what they spend their money on.
All right. I got it.
And that's what he crusades for, is the rent is too damn high. The rent needs to be lower. Like his rent. His rent's pretty low.
800-something is low?
Yeah, in New York, I guess.
Oh, shit. Dude, yeah.
Outside of the Mama Bird's Nest, Andy, it gets a little expensive.
I know. I'm trying to move out by, like, March.
pretty big step.
I know.
Okay.
Baby bird's gonna spread his wings.
Baby bird's gonna spread.
I said that to like three of my tables when I was serving.
Baby
this
bird's
weekend.
Gonna spread his wings.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm finally out of training. Baby bird's spreading his wings, and like. My tables kept calling me Baby Bird, and I'm like, this is probably not the best idea.
Especially if they're regulars. You're going to be known as Baby Bird forever.
Yeah, I just hope like none of the serving staff ever picked up on it, because I don't want to be known as Baby Bird.
Yeah, at least it's not like Dick Face or Sugar Dick.
Yeah, it's a name that would stick, though.
Yeah. Well, they keep calling me Meat and Fish, like it's prison. Like fresh meat, fresh fish, you know. Mm. We got
so
a new person
you,
now.
That's why you decided to change it to Baby Bird.
Yeah,
fresh meat.
This is better.
I made a conscious decision. I want to be called Baby Bird.
Oh, I should change the news drop so it says with Matt, Andy, and Baby Bird.
Please don't.
We'll get famous one day, and it'll just be Matt, Andy, and
Baby Bird.
You'll just be like, son of a bitch.
That's actually going to be the title for this episode. It's going to be 3 Hit Combo 3, Baby Bird.
God damn it, man.
All right,
I'm going home. Andy drove me.
Have fun walking.
Do it yourself, hovercraft. Decapitates builder. Alistair Sr., a 40-year-old from New Zealand, built his hovercraft with plans he found on the web. Unfortunately, they did not come with safety features.
Go figure.
The 40-year-old man was decapitated, this is horrible, in front of his family while taking it out for a test. See, the propeller blades were made apparently out of glass. Yeah. And there was no safety if one of them were to come loose. One came loose, flew off, and decapitated him.
Why would they be made out of glass?
I don't know.
Maybe it's light?
I mean, come on. It was something he found on the internet, so I mean. Apparently, it was working for a while until that happened.
That's really
that minor mishap.
that minor mishap. There was only
it was a hiccup in the plan.
We only had one problem, but it was a major problem.
I'm just surprised that the hovercraft actually worked, because I mean if anyone ever got like Highlights magazine or Boys Life or any of the like kids magazines when you were a kid, there was always like, all you need to do is take apart the vacuum cleaner. You need a vacuum cleaner engine, and we send you all the other parts.
Yeah.
And then all you get is a pissed off mom because you ripped the motor out of the vacuum cleaner. That's all you get.
All right, next story out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. Right across the Engorged River from us. This is straight from Camilla.
Oh, it's so engorged.
A Council Bluffs man faces several charges after witnesses told police he threw a cat from a seventh floor apartment with his pants down.
Would it have been any different if he had pants up?
Well, apparently, the 29-year-old man, Gerardo Martinez, answered the door shirtless with his pants down when police arrived. Officers asked him to pull his pants up. This reminds me of something SGC. And asked him about the cat. Martinez, who admitted using meth, first denied having a cat, police said. Later, he changed his story and told police his boyfriend threw the cat out the window 3 hours prior. When the police told Martinez that witnesses said the cat had been thrown more recently, he said he attempted to have sex with the cat and then threw it out the window along with pornographic DVDs.
I'm not sure if anyone knows the meme, a cat is fine too, but that's definitely what comes to mind.
This is an exception to that. A cat is not fine.
That
unless
poor
you're on meth.
Cat.
the cat died.
I know, but that poor cat.
I know, dude. What a way to go.
Jeez, that's how I want to go.
That's how you want to go?
Thrown out a window right after recently being butt raped. Butt raped, okay? I could only imagine, like, what sort of stuff meth makes you do. Like, it's going to be a pretty good idea. Scrambles over here is looking pretty damn tasty. Get over here.
You know, we could just do some on the show.
What?
One time. Meth.
Meth.
Yeah, right before the show starts. It'll probably kick in, like, halfway through the show.
We could all do lines of cocaine.
My computer melts while I'm trying to do the show. It'd be horrible. And you know what would be funny, though, is We could have a, we could do a math test to make sure it's actually working. And actually, I think next week is actually like the 100th number episode I've done. Pretty sweet. But it would be the second time that I've taken a meth test for the show.
Didn't we do that for three-way?
Yeah. A combination of medicine and Claritin D apparently made you test positive on meth test. Not true, it didn't.
I see.
But that would be a unique accolade to have. Like, through 100 episodes, I've done two meth tests.
Put that on a resume. Tested negative for both. Except that one time I did meth.
Yeah, if we're doing it right, then I test positive the second time.
I need you to blow this meth up my butt. I don't think that's how you do it. I need you to blow this up.
How do you even do a meth test? Like, what is?
It was a pee test.
Oh, okay.
You get it from Walgreens.
All right, Walgreens. You got everything.
Yeah, Walgreens. They have everything. They got good things. Should give us money now.
I'd buy from Walgreens any day.
Walgreens, they got cheap wine.
That needs to be their new jingle. Walgreens, cheap wine.
Oh, all right. This podcast's all over the place.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing. We're having fun. Yeah. Okay, so that'll do it for news. You guys ready to move on to technology?
Did you have any news with your Google Plus thing?
I have your stories in here.
You?
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to do them or you wanted me to do them, but I just...
You can go ahead and do them if you want. Yeah. I mean, you haven't pulled them up.
Yeah, I pulled them up and highlighted them when you posted them.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, you have a lot of technology news. Actually, technology news is almost entirely brought to you by Skyler.
Oh,
woo!
I like it.
All right, so let's move on to technology.
How do you kill that which has no life?
Time to turn up the hype machine and break out those wallets.
Shut up and take my money.
It's time for technology news on Three Hit Combo.
Was that a Shut Up and Take My Money? Was that from the iPod episode of Futurama?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that was a good episode.
Yeah. All right, Skylar, this one's kind of for you. This one is one I found. Simple hacks to cut your cell phone bill in half.
Ooh. Yeah, just so everyone knows, I recently stopped paying my cell phone bill. And go figure, they shut off my cell phone. So I'm going to be without a cell phone for maybe half a month to a month.
The eerie thing is, like, the first thing they mentioned is getting a Google Voice number. While I was highlighting this, Skyler called me on his Google Voice number.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, ooh.
Dun, 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 dun.
I wanted to get a hold of Matt, like, just right prior to this podcast to figure out when exactly he wanted me over there. Because I had to organize a ride.
That's what I'm for.
But the first thing they mention is, you know, typical charges like overages, roaming charges, different fees and stuff like that. And roaming is apparently one of the biggest, you know, charges that people experience is because they don't realize when they're out roaming. Apparently, if you call your voicemail while you're roaming, it's the exact same thing as a roaming call.
Wow.
So don't do that
crap. I thought voicemail was free.
Not when you're roaming, apparently.
That's BS.
Also... apparently, Google Voice lets you send text messages, too. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea. I've never used that before.
It's actually pretty cool. They say it's free until the end of 2011, and then they're going to... I'm guessing that, like, whether or not it picks up or is really popular, or it could be a cash cow, they'll add, like, little stipulants, like Skype did, where you can't send text messages to phones or whatever.
Yeah, Google Voice is pretty nice. And Google Voice in combination with Skype is good for prank calls. But they also say things like, see what kind of data you're using, so you might be able to knock down your data. Because a lot of people have unlimited data plans and don't realize they don't use nearly that much data. Especially, like, if you're like me, because I was like, oh, I really need unlimited data. But the most times, like, I download a lot of podcasts, I always do that on Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And the data, they hit you on 3G. I don't use 3G that often.
I use the fuck out of my 3G on purpose because I have unlimited. I'm like, if I'm paying $30 a fucking month, I'm going to use the shit out of it.
I mean, I do use it, but I don't think I use it enough where I need unlimited.
One of my friends has the like laptop that connects to the 3G or just Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
Just uses Wi-Fi. Why not? It's always at home. Whatever. Yeah. It's just another laptop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use the shit out of 3G.
So it's like barely any... like. She's paying just, like, barely anything for, like, the minimum amount of data transfer.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she only uses 3G, like, if it's an emergency, the power's out or something like that.
Yeah.
Weather.
Yeah, that's a lot of the times I use 3G is when the power's out. Yeah. During a storm or something.
Must check weather channel.
It's usually checking OPPD to see when our power's come back on.
Give me hope.
Oh, yeah, they have a mobile website now. I forgot about that.
And they have a little power outage map. And my half the neighborhood, 1 year, something must have hit something because now we have really finicky power during storms. Yeah, it sucks. Only half the neighborhood.
Did you lose power last night?
No.
This is the bad half of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wrong side of the golf course.
Basically, this article, though, just boils down to, if you want to save some money, use Google Voice. You can call people for free. You can text message for free. And there's a lot of nifty, you know, how-to articles on how to integrate it with your phone as well.
And isn't it can it be totally integrated with Android? Well, I'm pretty sure it's totally integrated with Android.
It works on my phone. I know that. I don't know if I have. I know if you, like, I have a Google Voice number. I don't have it forwarded to my phone because I use it for prank calls. So I don't want people calling me back.
Oh, shit. Hey, look, Google Voice.
But when I tested it out, when you call, it just says, like, say your name. And then when I answer, it's like, you have a call from, and it's the person's name.
Spicy butt wiener.
To accept, press 1 or something like that. I'm like,
so is it free to get a Google Plus number?
Google Voice?
Google Voice.
Yeah, it's free through 2011, apparently. And then we'll find out in 2012.
So does it use data then to use your voice?
Data for your phone? Like on your phone bill? I believe on Wi-Fi it doesn't. If you're using...
But no. It makes calls using data instead of, say, like the phone's phone service.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Hey, what the hell?
So, I mean, it's pretty nice. And especially, you can just use it on your computer, too. So, if you're just at home and you want to send someone a text message, you'd be like, send them a text. Downloading right now?
No, I have my phone to send a text.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you're at home and your phone, you don't have texting anymore, like, say, Skyler.
Oh, yeah, okay.
You'd be on your computer.
Yeah, it's me.
You can text.
Gotcha.
Anyway, next story. We're back to Anonymous. Is this the third week in a row we've done a story about Anonymous? Did we do one last week?
Oh, Anonymous.
I'm sure it's something.
I remember one story for sure, but I feel like we did another one in there.
We had the Anonymous social networking site week one. Week two.
I think we did the social network and the NATO hack on the same week.
Yeah.
And then I could have sworn we had one last week about them. I don't know.
We'll have to listen to it.
Yeah.
Or you guys can listen to it.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to this
shit.
Let us
go on our Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. No one responded about felching.
Fuck.
I don't know if it's because we haven't built a fan base yet or because no one wanted to answer that question.
Did anyone ever respond on the Power Up Twitter?
Occasionally, yeah. I don't know why, but like Power Up Podcast got a lot of downloads. Right. No one fucking came out to our social networks. Because I saw the downloads. I'm like, where is everybody?
How are we doing on this one?
Oh, fantastic.
Are we really?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
We have 14 likes on Facebook.
See, I told you, dude. That's,
four of them. That's where this guy.
That's where it looks awful because, like, you get the downloads. You're like, oh, yeah, subscribers. You're like, oh, yeah, those are doing all right. Social networks, nobody. It's like a wasteland.
So is our iTunes, like, how are we doing on iTunes?
I don't know. I haven't checked iTunes yet. I'll check it after the podcast.
I'll do right now.
Anonymous. Hackers attack 70 U.S. law enforcement websites. Leak info related to investigations. The group known as Anonymous said it hacked into some 70 mostly rural law enforcement websites in the United States, a data breach that leaves at least one local police chief saying sensitive information has been going out about an ongoing investigation. Now, Tim Mayfield, the police chief in Gasville, Arkansas, told the Associated Press that some material posted online, including pictures of teenage girls in their swimsuits, were sent to him as part of an ongoing investigation. Right, Tim, whatever you got to tell yourself.
Yeah, geez.
Those are for an investigation. He declined to provide more details.
Yep, he was really sweaty and had a boner when he was walking out of the police station. And he told his wife it was for an investigation, and now he's just sticking with that story.
He shoots. Oh, he missed the trash can. Look at how much water bottles are in the trash can. That's a ton. Anyway, so apparently they hacked into sheriff's offices in Arkansas, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Mississippi.
So the states that don't matter.
The states that don't matter, apparently.
Sorry, subscribers.
That's rough. The company that provides this service to them, which is System Experts, apparently, in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Say they didn't expect this kind of attack, so they didn't build for it. So they're basically
south.
They're basically saying we didn't care enough to think about worse attacks, so we didn't decide to try and do anything about it.
I know Cox has some crazy firewall shit going on.
Yeah. It's almost like they're using the Sony excuse.
Oh. Hey.
We didn't see this coming.
Hey.
Skyler's rolling his eyes over there.
You guys again.
No.
I have a PS3, so I like it better because I don't have an Xbox 360. There you go. That's my dispute. I have a PS3 right now, so I like that. I like the systems I have.
There. Damn it. Get off my case. We're done. Yeah, I'm just saying, if you had an Xbox 360, you could have used it for a month out of this year.
You know what? I did use it for a month out of this year.
You did?
For Netflix.
For Netflix?
Because I could still log on. If you just hit the back button a bunch of times when it's trying to log in, it would let you go through.
That's awesome.
Oblivion. That's all I played. I seriously don't really have a strong enough connection to play like Call of Duty or anything online. So I'm just I've been playing Oblivion until I get Skyrim.
And I invested in both the Assassin's Creeds, and those are all single player. So
nice.
The newest one has really nice online multiplayer. Really? Yeah, it's super cool.
All right, next up. I know this is a very sidetracked podcast. This week, especially. Google's top lawyer rips Apple, Microsoft, and Oracle. Straight from the Skyler News Network over here.
Yeah.
I saw it, but didn't read it.
Yes, he...
I'm glad you don't care.
He named the title, When Patents Attack Android. He's been ripping Microsoft, Oracle, and Apple about suing Google and Android over patents. Saying, you know, oh, this is ours, you ripped off our patent. He's saying patents were meant to encourage innovation, but lately they are being used as a weapon to stop it. And he said Microsoft and Apple, who are teaming up against Google, apparently in these lawsuits.
Someone has to.
Make weird bedfellows. So they're making Apple soft.
Oh my God!
Soft apples.
Soft apples.
Or, yeah.
Or micro Steve Jobs.
Micro Steve Jobs.
Bill Jobs.
Yeah, I don't know. When I pulled this one up, it kind of made me think like either Google's trying to come up with an excuse to steal a bunch of stuff from a bunch of different companies, or maybe these companies are just putting patents on stuff that they know Google's going to want and just be like, called it. Shotgun.
In Apple's defense, I guess, I don't think the smartphone would have been as big as it was if the iPhone never came out.
That's true, but...
And they did, like, start the whole touchscreen revolution.
Oh, they started the touchscreen revolution? Because I had a Voyager way before an iPhone came out. That had a touchscreen.
When did the Voyager come out?
2006?
I would bring up the Nintendo DS.
All right.
Oh.
Or Blackberries with styluses.
Blackberry hasn't had a touchscreen until like the Storm.
Someone.
Are you thinking of Palm Pilots?
Maybe it was Palm Pilots. There was a phone with a stylus way before the iPhone.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. I think one of my family friends had it.
But at the same time, they
innovated.
They may have started the smartphone revolution, but... They didn't patent everything you could possibly do with smartphones.
True.
So, that's what he's saying. He's like, you know, there's innovation around here, but they're trying to stop it.
I know Apple's suing the shit out of Samsung for having it look like this, their main screen.
Dude, it really does look like that,
yeah,
too.
I will say, I was like, in Apple's defense, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, that Samsung really does look like Apple.
I think they're both... like bridging apart because they used to be like in tandem with the iPhone and everything.
Yeah.
I
think Samsung provided like a major part for the iPhone or something. Mm-hmm.
So I think it's gonna kind of delay any improvement on new iPhones or anything like that. So.
Well, I think the 5's done.
The 5 may come out in September, according to this article from iPad3Release.com. Skyler's like, yeah!
It's me! I put that one up too!
The iPad 3 may have a release date prior to U.S. Thanksgiving. Now, this is from the China Times, and I'm afraid after our first story about the fake Apple store in China to quote the China Times on Apple, but I'm going to go ahead anyway. The iPad 3 may be released by Thanksgiving. Of course, it could also be the new iPad 2 HD.
That just doesn't fit in with Apple's release schedule. Because now they're moving it where, like, iPad and I think Mac software comes out in spring. Yeah. And then iOS and iPhones and iPod Touches come out in fall. And I don't think Apple would deviate from that.
On this one right here, they were saying that the iPhone 5 is apparently being released in September.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
The rumor release. I don't know if it's official, but with the iPad 3 coming right around Thanksgiving, following the iPad or the iPhone 5 release, they expect it to be released on Black Friday, which would be awful because that's already a day of tramplings anyway. Now you got the iPad 3. They say that the parts apparently have already been ordered, but they think it could also be for the iPad 2 HD, where it's an HD version of the iPad 2.
It's going to be this year's Tickle Me Elmo or Furby.
I'm gonna call BS.
I could see them releasing in the iPad 2 HD in fall.
But the iPad 3, I'm going to call BS.
Okay, because they were saying they think it's the iPad 3, but could also be the iPad 2 HD or iPad 2 Plus.
See, what I don't really like is touchscreens that are HD. Because then I get so neurotic about cleaning them that, like, fuck, there's a finger smudge. I can't watch any movies with a finger smudge. Fuck. And then when you wipe it off, you have, like, the smudges where you constantly hold the screen and then just, like, I'm going to shoot myself in the face. We're just dropping soundboard noises all over the place.
Oh, my God, I know. It's going to take me forever to go through this episode, too. It's going to be like 3 weeks from now. I'm like, I'm still going through the audio. All right. Guys, do we live in an Android state or an iPhone state?
Wait, does it have, like, the United States and then who has the bigger fan base?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say iPhone because I have seen a lot of iPhone? People with iPhones lately.
I'd say Android. I know a lot more people with Androids.
Oh, I haven't gotten to use these sound effects yet. Andy, you're wrong. Oh,
really?
Yes! In your face!
Skyler, there you go.
Wow. What's, is New York iPhone?
No, actually. What? Here, let me get into this. There are 17 states that are Android dominant. There are 16 states that are iPhone dominant. There are 8 states that are BlackBerry dominant.
Is LA BlackBerry?
That's not a state.
Not California, sorry.
No.
Is that iPhone?
No.
What?
And there are 7 states that are neutral. Now, if you did the math there, that is 48 states. Apparently on this map, Alaska and Hawaii just don't fucking count.
No one cares about them either. They're not important states.
But here are the states that are Android dominant. Washington, California, Idaho, Utah, Arizona, Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, Texas, Arkansas, Iowa, Mississippi, Florida, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey.
I've lived in 3 of those states.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Well, here are the...
Oh, man! My God.
If that trash can would have been empty, you would have made that. That would have been amazing. Anyway, these are the iPhone-dominant states. Montana, Minnesota, Louisiana, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, West Virginia, Michigan, Wisconsin, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine.
So all the, like, really big states have Android, like New York and...
Well, New York is BlackBerry dominant.
Really?
Yeah, BlackBerry dominant.
You gotta think with the smug.
Well, I said LA, I meant California, because, like Hollywood's there, and everyone would, like, business BlackBerries, but New York makes sense with BlackBerries.
New York, Maryland, Virginia, South Carolina, Kansas, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Oregon are all BlackBerry dominant.
Huh.
And the neutral states are North Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Oklahoma, New Mexico, Nevada.
They all have Palm.
I used to live in Oklahoma, and I'm not surprised that, you know, they're all undecided.
Huh.
It's kind of a different breed down there.
I have seen a lot of people with iPhones.
Alaska and Hawaii, we may never know.
they're all using cans with strings.
Cans with strings.
Oh, I'm connected to 3G.
Yeah, 3G string. Throw it in the air.
It's Greg, George, and another G name.
Gene.
Gene. There you go.
Let's just abort this joke. Abort! Anyway, so those are the states that are Android, iPhone, or BlackBerry dominant.
Huh.
BlackBerry's still hanging around.
Yeah, they're trying.
Yeah, they're trying.
Those poor guys.
I hate their keyboard. I think it's stupid.
They need to make it bigger.
Yeah, it's the smallest keyboard. Currently, though, Android has 38% of the market share. iPhone has 33%, BlackBerry 22%, Symbian 5%, WebOS 1%, and other 1%.
I think Android just exploded so much because everybody... I could be like, the Google, I'm going to make a phone. Boom, there you go.
Yeah, well, that's because like everything but the iPhone is Android.
Yeah.
Like, there's a ton of phones that are Android-powered.
I mean, that's probably
why...
Well,
it's open source, that's why.
Exactly.
That's probably why Google Plus like exploded, just because everyone's like, oh, Google, I can trust that company.
The one thing I... like that I was like, I wish Android would do is like when they release a new update for Android, like gingerbread or ice cream, everybody gets it. Like they make, let's say they finish doing ice cream or ice bar, it's ice something is the newest update.
I would think though, if it's open source, that people have gone on and modified it, so wouldn't they have to modify for their certain line of phone?
Yeah, so like once they finish making the actual next update for Android, then they send it out to everyone, and then like each version of like the your Droid X uses a totally different version of Gingerbread than the Droid X 2, so then they would have to go back and do each version. Like
I can say, like, I see what you mean, but I also can say that I've never come across that being a problem.
I know I'm just I like things being up to date. I'm weird like that. I'm anal. I like my stuff being updated.
You like your stuff anal?
Yeah. Soundboard.
That's a tandem one right there. I haven't said anything. I have an old clip of me, though, saying this. I'm gay. That's an album coming out from a rapper. I forget who, but...
50 Cent.
No.
It's probably the new Eminem one.
Yeah.
All right. They're all like Triumph, Revival, I'm gay. Okay. Just narrative of his life. I'm not sure if anyone caught that.
All right, so that'll do it for technology news. We're going to finish with gaming news. Hey, listen. Brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. Here is gaming news.
You know our motto, we deliver.
All right, Nintendo considers the Wii U to not be a home console.
What does that mean? Like, it's portable?
Nope. They say it's a game console.
What? that's a troll right there. Hey, it's not a home console.
They say it's not necessarily a home console, because that's what more of the Wii is, because it does so many different things that you can use in your home, like weather and news and stuff like that on the Wii area. But the Wii U is a game console.
Bravo, Nintendo, because I think with the Wii, like when it first came out and then that middle period, and it still hasn't really redeemed itself from it, it's just been like glorified exercise equipment. It's like, look, I'm lifting weights with this Wii remote, and I have the Wii balance board, so I can do yoga. Like, go to hell, Wii. No one wants to play Wii sports.
But
everyone still
they
has
sell
it.
The fuck out of them.
I have one. I like the systems I have, but I will bash the shit out of Wii. I play Brawl. That's it. Brawl.
Bashes the Wii, and then he's like, I have one.
Whoever has a Wii is an asshole. Okay.
If you have a 3DS, you can join the Ambassador Program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo of America announced plans to drop the suggested retail price of the Nintendo 3DS, and the new price will take effect August 12th. That means you can join the Nintendo Ambassador Program. What you have to do is, I think it's sign into the internet before August 11th.
I have a 3DS. That's why I'm being consulted. But if you you can either connect to the internet by checking for a system update or going to the eShop that you get from a system update, or you know, just go to the eShop and check stuff out, and it'll automatically give you the little notification that says, hey, now you're a 3DS ambassador, which I think is a really weird title for that.
This is kind of a two-phase program. They're providing 20 free games. Starting September 1st, you'll be able to download 10 NES Virtual Console games for free. These games are Super Mario Brothers, Donkey Kong Jr., Balloon Fight, Ice Climbers, Legend of Zelda, and more to be announced later.
And that's also not including the ones they already have on there. I figured that out. Because there's already, like, Andy's going through them right now. There's some classic ones. Like, there's the original Zelda game that's up there.
Super Mario Land.
Yeah. And
Link's Awakening.
Mm-hmm. They already have a bunch of games already on there that you can pick out of. You get 10 of them for free. And it's almost, I want to say, like $150 value, which is really impressive. It's quite the softening of that blow.
Yeah. By the end of 2011, they will announce or provide 10 Game Boy Advance Virtual Console games. These games include Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Advance 3, Mario Kart, Super Circuit, Metroid Fusion, WarioWare, Mega Man Micro Game, and Mario vs. Donkey Kong.
Ooh, those are some good ones.
Yeah.
Yep, and then, you know, they don't have any real Game Boy Advance games on there, so those ones are all going to be new.
Yeah. Borderlands 2.
Pumped!
I'm so excited for that.
You excited for that?
Yeah. I love the first one.
The first one, I've always said, was the most middle-of-the-road game I ever played.
I love the humor. Oh, man, I love the humor in that game.
It's like Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider was the most middle-of-the-road movie I ever watched.
Sorry, I was scrolling around.
When I was playing, I don't know, I'm a big fan of... What did you do?
I was just scrolling around looking at stuff.
Okay, I'm a big fan of FPSs.
Yeah.
And I'm also a huge fan of RPGs. Mm-hmm. And I love how in the trailer they said first-person shooters and RPGs had a baby. And, you know,
Borderlands?
Yeah. And it's, I don't know, it just catered to...
Did they drink during the pregnancy?
Apparently. The one thing I had an issue with was the cell shading that they had for the shadows and all that. But, I mean, I got used to it. But everything that I looked for in an RPG and a...
FPS.
And an FPS. We're just kind of combined into what I really like, except for the fact that there's not really any character customization. Like, yeah. I mean, you get to choose one of the four characters, and you can change the color of their clothes.
More cars.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
I like how we were able to do the entire story with me just saying, Borderlands 2. That's a well-oiled machine.
And
right
then, meh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm excited for it. I'll just say that. I'm excited.
Well, next up, Bethesda sues Minecraft creator over scrolls.
I had another story that I thought about where someone sued him over another company over a word, but I can't bring it up.
Yeah, well, Bethesda has sued Minecraft creator Notch over scrolls because he's releasing that as an expansion to Minecraft. They say it's too close to the Elder Scrolls. But can you really copyright the word scrolls?
Yeah, it's like, well, George Lucas did it, but he copyrighted Droid.
Droid?
Yeah. Verizon pays huge amounts of money to use Droid.
I guess I could see Droid in a way. Yeah, I mean, it's short for Android.
Yeah.
But scrolls, I can't really see scrolls. And Notch even said he thinks it's just lawyers being lawyers and that it didn't really come, like, no one in Bethesda was like, take down Notch, or just the lawyers are just doing what they do. So he doesn't think anything's going to come of it, but he's not planning to drop the name. The lawyers sent cease and desist. But they also want reprimations for it.
He didn't even put it.
Yeah, it's not even released yet.
Does anyone know the concept of an indie game? That means you're really poor and you made a game that's really cheap so you can make a little money.
Actually, he's kind of raking in money.
Yeah,
now.
Well, now.
But it was indie. So. Yeah. Well, I guess you could still. I don't know. Would you still consider it indie?
It won an indie award.
Technically, it's still an indie game.
Yeah,
just because it's big doesn't mean it's not an indie game.
That is true. So, alright.
It won a, I don't know, whatever indie award.
I don't even think they should care. They're still going to make billions of dollars off of Skyrim.
Yeah,
so
the article here from GamersMint.com says, are they really going to do this so close to Skyrim and lose a lot of goodwill with people?
Yeah.
Like, they're probably not going to do that.
I mean, even if they do, I'm still probably going to buy the game.
Oh,
but
I would still get Skyrim, but at the same time, Bethesda is, like, up there. They're one of my top favorite companies. If they were to do this, I'd be like, yeah. I mean, they're already behind Rockstar for me, so I would just be like, you know, he just fell a little bit more behind Rockstar.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I'm a huge fan of Minecraft, and I love how like in like how connected the creator Notch how he is with his game. Like there are forums that he'll check if people are constantly throwing up this one suggestion. He'll think about putting it in there, and then he'll try it out in a system update because there's a system update every time you log in. And he'll try it on there for like a day or two. If there's complaints about it on the same forums and too many people don't like it, he'll take it off. And I think it's cool that like game creators are like you have them where they're so close to that. Like just, I don't know, there's not a huge room between the creator and the players. So
they did that with Uncharted 2 kind of because they made it so that they could tweak the game without having to update it.
Apparently, they also did that with Pokemon. In when they released the first Pokemon, there was stuff going on, and someone wanted requested a pink Pokemon with a floral print. And yeah, it's as stupid as it sounds, but in the fifth generation of Pokemon, Pokemon Black and White, I have black, Munna, M-U-N-N-A. It's a flying pink Pokemon that looks just basically like a blob that has feet but never walks around with purple floral print. All over its ass.
Love it.
It's awesome. All right, guys, we're going back to China.
Okay.
This is great.
Let's do it.
This story's going to be awesome. You guys are going to laugh. An unofficial World of Warcraft theme park exists in China. A complete knockoff, not approved by Blizzard, in China.
Dude, I think they can get away with this shit because China's so shut off from the outside world.
That is actually the biggest point they make here. It's joystickdivision.com I got this from. Is their copyright laws are just shoddy at best. They don't really have any. At the same time, the Chinese government guards its country very tightly, especially against big Western corporations.
Yeah.
So Blizzard probably can't do a damn thing about this.
They're almost as bad as North Korea. Like,
yeah.
I mean... Yeah, because, I mean, we had the Apple store that looked almost exactly like a regular Apple store.
I think the reason we never heard about it before was because China held it. And, like, an Apple was probably just like, oh, shit.
Yeah, like, oh, hey, wait a second.
It's sort of like, I don't know, someone who has a big group of really tough friends is wiping his butt with your picture. And you want to be like, hey, stop that. Don't do that. But you have to get through all his friends, so you're like, I'll let it slide. But you're on my watch, sir.
I'm going to write an article about you.
Mm-hmm. Feel my technological fury. Oh, there you go. Belting out the soundboard.
Does the theme park look really cool?
Apparently, it looks sweet. Apparently, there's no pictures or anything about it. But they say it's a full-on World of Warcraft theme park.
I don't even understand how you, like, do that. Like... Do you have
like Azeroth roller coaster?
Oh, that was just like that one quest, except there was a lot of up and down. And it was a lot like a roller coaster instead.
All right, and the final story in gaming news: law enforcement are saying that gangs and terrorists are plotting evil over Xbox and PS3. Apparently, kids are being recruited to join gangs and terrorist organizations over Xbox. Apparently, they don't know about bad feedback. I mean, if someone were speaking to me, telling me, hey, you know, go strap a bomb on yourself and walk into somewhere, I'd be like, I'm not playing with you anymore. But apparently, this is a big enough problem that they're writing an article about this, saying that this is their new avenue for attracting people to join their causes.
Is this not in America? Because I play a lot of online gaming, and I have never been recruited.
Andy, you're not really the recruiting type. You know, kind of spaghetti arms, you know, a little pale.
We need you to go to Walmart and blow yourself up.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, who recruits gamers? Honestly, gamers are the laziest people I know. They're procrastinators. They don't get up at regular hours.
Yeah, and
kids...
priorities are not straight.
That one kid died from not moving. I always thought... Because I always see, like, this Army commercial where it's like... Hey, you like doing this? How about you do it for real? I'm like, no, thank you. I'm like, hey, I don't have anything against you guys, but I don't want to go do it for real.
Air Force commercials, they make that shit look awesome. It's like, I'm going to fly a fucking drone in Mars. And I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I remember
like,
on The Simpsons.
Wait, this is real.
A Navy commercial where the whole commercial was just them sitting in tubes in the water drinking beer. And like, the Navy.
I don't know. Like, I think it's funny because in Army recruitment, they'll ask you if you play violent video games. Like, Call of Duty, like they'll ask you if you play a specific kind of game, first person shooters or whatever. Yeah. And if you say yes, they're like, oh, that's great, because you're desensitized to violence. So, I mean, I don't really see how there's that big a difference between U.S. Armed Forces asking that question and gangs trying to use the same. I mean, obviously, the gangs are, you know, ill intent, but I mean.
Do you like Grand Theft Auto? Yes.
What about if it's real? I guess so.
Oh, I'm like, I drove off a cliff once. So I don't know if I want to do that.
Jump into the water.
I don't think I can actually sniper rifle a helicopter and hijack the helicopter and get out of there. But
if I get arrested, will I just appear outside the police station with a little bit of money gone? No, you'll be in jail. Ooh, that was kind of a deal breaker.
You got to say, if I kill a guy, can I just, it's like, you know, like, they're on me for about 10 minutes, maybe less.
If I can hide, you know.
No, they're on you forever. No, thank you.
Yeah, so, if you're listening to this and you play on Xbox or PS3, or apparently FBI agents have been searching WoW, for terrorists.
Notice the Wii with the stupid friend code thing. You can't do that on there.
If you're listening to this and you play any of those, be on the lookout. All right? We don't want to see you go down a bad path.
Is there a specific law enforcement that's saying, like, it's gangs and terrorists? Like, is it Hoboken, New Jersey?
Apparently, it's just been a joint effort from places like CIA, NSA, FBI.
Huh.
I gotta say, like, that. I think that that's the not really the cream of the crop. I mean, and I'm saying this about myself. I'm lazy. I procrastinate. I don't show up on time a lot of time. The only thing I'm timely about is not showing up on time. My priorities are definitely not in order. I spent $300 on a $250 on a 3DS. I probably could have spent that on rent, maybe a better car
or a phone bill.
Yeah, or if I could have a cell phone right now, whatever. But I mean, You could definitely pick, like, oh, man, I was supposed to bomb Walmart Thursday. Crap, I was playing Call of Duty. Skyrim's going to come out next week. I can't blow myself up now.
Yeah, especially gamers, because they're always looking forward to the next game. So they'd be like, we need you to do this on, you know, this date. Like, ooh, no can do.
Yeah, November 9th. That's 2 days. 2 days before, like, all this other stuff's coming out. Come on, man.
I need to get the game, and then I need to beat it, too. So, I mean,
you got
to
give me until Christmas, but then there's all the Christmas games.
All right, yeah. So I guess Guild Wars 2 is supposed to come out sometime this year.
Yeah.
October. Celebrate in October.
Fuck.
I actually think it might be, like, mid-November, like, mid-November. With everything else.
11-11-11.
You know, the Pirate Bay, bring that up again. Who torrents that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so.
Oh, my God.
That will do it for gaming news, and that will do it for the podcast.
This has been the most complicated podcast.
Yeah, I'm going to tell people when I post this one, like, just strap in for this one. It's a roller coaster. Anyway.
It's like WoW, except instead of WoW, it's a podcast. Instead of podcast, it's kind of just three guys talking.
Find us on Facebook, search 3HitComboPodcast. You can email us at 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. That is the number 3HitComboPodcast@gmail.com. So
we now have Tumblr.
And Tumblr. We'll be on Tumblr. So for Andy and Baby Bird, this is Matt.
Shut up.
I forgot about Baby Bird already.